All right, so the first question is, you said we first need to find out what the prospect desires and wants and what they do not want before we can sell them anything. The challenge is finding those from a stranger. My question is, how do you really loosen up a person to talk to you freely and openly? There are many variables when talking to a person, and there is no set rules to follow. How am I going to really find out how to be effective in finding more about the person I am talking to on the phone? I want a set of varied questions to ask the person. All right. The key point on this one is you find points of commonness. Okay, so what things do you have in common with that person? So the greeting is all about finding those points of commonness. Okay, now, as I've said, is that you want to be interested in the prospect, not interesting. And so when you're trying to find commonness, all right, so you're talking to somebody and you say, do I detect a southern drawl in your voice there? So that would pick up some kind of commonness, and you can say, oh, well, I drove through Tennessee one time. I was on my way actually to Georgia at the time. How long have you lived in Tennessee? Okay, so that is finding a simple little commonness between the two of you. And then you find out, where do you live? I don't like to say, where do you live? I like to say, what area do you live in? That way they don't think that I'm asking them for their home address. What kind of work do you do now? What kind of work have you done in the past? So you stayed in the same area of work. So you started out in blank field, and then you went into this field. How did that happen? In other words, so you take whatever it is that they say. If they happen to have said that they're in the same field, that they basically went to college and then they got out and went into architecture and they've been in architecture the whole time, right? And so that statement, you can say something like, oh, then you must love architecture, right? If they went to school in architecture but now they're a plumber, you can say, well, how did that happen? Right? In other words, what happened there? Okay, so you're creating not just yes, no questions, but you're creating conversation. This gets the greeting going. This is how you actually establish the greeting over the telephone. Now, to establish conversation when you're in person, for those of you who have not listened to Professional Inviter, and if you have, I talk about this in the greeting section on, I believe it's CD number 2. What you want to do when you're out walking and talking and so forth is you want to point out items in the environment to talk about. Okay, so you would open a conversation based upon some item in the environment. Now, the reason that you do the environment is because it is less threatening than picking an item on the person. You can say, wow, I really like your shirt. And that could be way too much assertiveness. For those of you who know communication quality, number 4 is using the right amount of assertiveness. Well, that starts in your opening conversation. And so that particular thing is, if you start a conversation, you have no idea how assertive that person is or not assertive. And so if you all of a sudden say, I like your shirt, that might be too assertive. And so I have always found it safest to point to something in the environment. And let's say it's a car, or if it's a guy and you say, man, those are interesting wheels. Or you're in an elevator and you say, wow, this elevator's fast, or it's slow, or something like that. So you're pointing to something in the environment. That's how you start a conversation. And then you move to an item that is closer to the person. And then you move to an item that's on the person or within the person. Okay, so it could be, wow, those are great wheels there. Oh, man, you're wearing Red Wing boots. My daddy used to wear Red Wing boots. All right, so you're naming an item on the person. And then you say, are you in construction? Okay, you get the idea. So it is environment, an item closer to that person, and then within that person or on the person. Okay, so that's the way you actually do this. Now, I am not doing this justice because I went into great detail on Professional Inviter And so that's what I would really suggest you do, is you just really master that particular component in Professional Inviter.